This is Disruptive Consciousness with Leanne Juliet, catalyst, disruptor, shaman, high priestess, visionary, and pioneering healer. Disruptive consciousness is where truth is medicine, where freedom is the revolution, and disruption is the currency. Disruptive consciousness is for limitless seekers of more freedom, more expansion, and pure fucking truth. Disruptive consciousness will light a fire within you, activate you, awaken you, and accelerate you on your spiritual journey and evolutionary path. Disruptive consciousness is for those who crave freedom, expansion, self-illumination, self-evolution, and sacred power from within. Disruptive consciousness is for those who crave a life less ordinary, a limitless and expansive life where disruption is the catalyst for revolutionary transformation through the medicine of truth. Welcome to the Disruptive Consciousness Revolution. Hello there, cosmic souls, and welcome back to another episode of the Disruptive Consciousness Podcast with myself, Leanne Juliet. All podcast episodes, I suppose, are random and impromptu in my world anyway. I can't understand why anyone would want to plan anything, because spontaneity is the essence of life, so they say. But something that I've actually struggled with a lot, being a Virgo sun, but my Saggy rising is just like, let's just be spontaneous as fuck. I wanted to record this as I'm literally sat sweating my ass off at home. It's about, 32 degrees, or 95 or something for my American friends. I wanted to record this around being limitless and being expansive. Not expensive, expansive. And why do I say that? Because this is something that I have grappled with so much in my life. And yet my magic, my gift, my essence is all about being limitless, expansive, and creating massive waves of freedom. But there's always been that I have Virgo sun and a Virgo stellium. I've got three planets in Virgo conjunct, so Jupiter, Saturn, and my sun. So Virgo energy is very much about being grounded, being earthly. So even though I know that we are multidimensional beings, that we live in a limitless and abundant universe, this is something my Virgo ass has really had to grapple with. And so I want to ask you, where are you allowing yourself to be limitless and create expansion in your life? And where are you creating restriction and waiting for the shoe to drop before you make a move? And this is something I hear all the time, whether from friends or clients or people that I've connected with through mentors and people like that. People oftentimes struggle to just take a leap. And I've met so many people in the last few years who are choosing to stay stagnant in their life. And for anyone who's new to a podcast or you're not familiar with my story, I went through a massive spiritual awakening 5 years ago, back in 2017, which then resulted in me leaving my marriage 4 years ago in 2018, becoming a single parent, fuckload of debt, no job, brand new business, and fuck all idea of what I was actually doing with my life. But I had a feeling, I had a calling inside me, and I had this knowing that I needed to leap, that I needed to leave my marriage. It made no fucking sense to me. The idea of being a single parent scared the fucking shit out of me. My daughter was 3 at the time, she's now 7. But I knew I was not happy in my marriage, and I knew that I was holding my spiritual growth back by staying in a relationship that was toxic to the both of us, well, to the 3 of us, including my daughter. And I took a leap of faith. And I remember at the time having this, I remember having some like psychic readings about 2 or 3 months before I ended the marriage. And this lady said to me that if I chose to stay in the marriage, then my spiritual growth would be slower. And that really pained me, and it really hurt me, because I was craving growth. I was craving expansion. I was craving freedom. But I knew that it couldn't happen whilst I stayed in this relationship. And that really pained me, because, you know, nobody sets out to get a divorce and be a single parent, do they? And right before I ended the marriage, I remember looking into my situation, like, can I afford to do this? Because that's my biggest fear. Can I afford to take on the house on my own? My job's just ended. I have no fucking savings and loads of debt and a brand new business and fuck all idea about how to actually be an entrepreneur. Can I take on the house? Can I survive? Basically, my survival instincts kicked in. I looked into my options and everything. And it felt scary as fuck. But I knew deep within me that I had to make this decision. And I remember the day that I ended things, like, because we split up twice within the space of a couple of weeks. But the first time that I ended things, I'd been out for a run. And after I stopped my run, I was just walking around, you know, just cooling down, everything stretching off. And I said to Spirit, I need a sign, please, as to when to end it. I need you to help me. Angels, please, just like give me a sign. And I saw a particular number on a house, 66. And I Googled it, because I always took my phone with me when I went running to like track my runs. And I Googled it, and it said something like, trust that the angels have your back, or something like that. And right then, this I shit you not, this feather just started floating right next to me, like at like arm length, shoulder, you know, elbow height or something. I was like, oh my god, this is a sign. And that was my sign to take a leap. And then like we decided to work through things, and then a couple of weeks later I was like, I'm fucking done. It needs to end. It needs to just end. But the reason I'm telling you that is that I have met so many people in the last few years who are choosing to stay stagnant. And I cannot understand why anybody would choose to stay stagnant instead of choosing expansion and choosing freedom. I don't get it. I don't understand it. I've met people who are in marriages that make them really fucking miserable. I'm talking about abusive marriages, like loveless marriages, just those that are just convenience or whatever. And people say to me that it's like they try to justify it with me, but obviously nothing fucking passes with me. I'm like, I call a spade, I call it out. I'm like, if you're not happy, then why are you still together? Oh, well, you know, the situation's like this. And I was like, I don't fucking care. If you're not happy, move. You're not a stone. You're not a rock. Fucking move. I don't get it. Or people who are just miserable in their life and living with this depression. And I get it. I've had depression before. I understand it. But I also know the energetics of depression, and that it's we are not in alignment with our true self, that there's a disconnect between our true self, our divine self, our sacred self, and our physical reality. That is what depression is, whether you want to believe it or not, whether you want to sit and wallow in your own self-pity. That's some blunt fucking truth for you right there. But people say, well, I'm depressed, so therefore I'm just going to carry on being depressed. I'm like, why? Why do you want to stay like that? Why do you want to stay in that energy? Why don't you want to liberate yourself and expand yourself from this shitty as fuck situation? Like, do you not believe that you're worthy of more? That's the thing that it comes down to, really, is like, do you actually believe that you're worthy of more? Do you actually believe that you're worthy of creating freedom in your life? Whatever freedom means to you. Like, for some, it could be some extra cash to help with the massive, you know, the massive rise in like energy bills or housing or food or whatever. For some, it could be freedom to go traveling, to quit a job and go traveling. For others, it can be freedom to speak up and find your voice. For others, it could be freedom to be at peace in your body instead of constantly being on a diet and or restricting your food or beating yourself up with like endless exercise. Everyone's different. Freedom means different things to different people. But for me, I can't understand why people choose to stay where they're at, because you are not a stone. You are not a rock. You are not a tree. You are not rooted into the ground. You have feet. You have free will. And you can choose to shift your life any fucking time that you want to. But the thing is that, and this is something, yeah, I experienced so much as a Virgo energy, that whole, I need to understand it. I need to figure it out. I need to like have everything figured out and like all eventualities and everything before I do this. Like, this is something I've battled with a lot, because I understand the concept that we are infinite beings of source consciousness, that we are multidimensional beings, that we are the universe. We are the fucking universe. We are. And I understand that, but my Virgo ass has been battling with it. And then my Saggy rising is like, fuck this shit. Let's just go on an adventure. Let's go on a quest. Let's find some adventurers and go, you know, go journey and go seeking freedom. Like, let's go and expand ourselves. That's what Sag says. But people choose to stay where they're at. And this is the thing. Maybe you don't realize that you actually have a choice. Maybe that's what it is. Maybe you don't realize that you have a choice. You can change to shift your life, that your circumstances are not set in stone. Just because you've experienced whatever it is you've experienced in your life or whatever it is that you're going through right now does not mean that that has to be your reality. And again, this is something I've battled with so much in my life. Like, in the last, you know, 4 years since I left my marriage, I've been in massive amounts of debt. I've struggled to pay bills. I've had bank cards declined at shops. I've struggled to find my path as an entrepreneur and where I fit in. And I've listened to mentors who were talking fucking shit and didn't understand expansive types like myself. So I always sought to restrict myself. But because they've been in business longer, I believe them and everything. And then like that just blocked my magic and blocked my creativity. So I get it. I get it when you don't believe that there's anything more out there, or that it has to take time, or it has to be hard work. Because let's face it, there's so many mindsets and paradigms out there that say that transformation takes hard work. It doesn't. It doesn't. It can be fucking hard if you want it to be, and it can be really painful if you want it to be. Or it can be free, expansive, and really fucking liberating. There's a choice. You get to choose a path. Your transformation gets to be really fun. It gets to be really expansive. It gets to be really freeing. Or it gets to be painful as fuck when you're holding on to your reality. You choose. There's two paths there. You fucking choose. But that's, again, it's like a limiting belief. It's a paradigm, a mindset where people think that transformation is hard, that people think that growth is hard, that people think that changing our reality is difficult. And again, I've battled with this, because you're looking around at your circumstance and you're like, oh, why has this not happened yet? Why am I still here? Why is this happening? But that's because we are the creators. So we create according to what we know to be real. So if you know that something's going to be hard, it's going to be a struggle, then that's what you're going to create. But when you know that something is exponential, that we live in an abundant universe, that you are the fucking universe and that you are the creator, it gets to be really expansive and liberating. Again, like, you get to have the choice as to how you create your reality, as to how you script your reality. Because if you think of yourself as a writer, as a script writer, like, you are every single day, every single thought, every single belief, every single action that you take creates your reality. Whether you like your reality or not, you're creating it. So this all comes down to energetics. Like, if you're choosing to, and I'm not here to talk about like all the bullshit law of attraction stuff, like The Secret that everybody peddles, and which is just absolute awful tripe, is The Secret. If that offends you, then you're clearly on the wrong fucking podcast. But this is about understanding energetics and frequency, that we are all energetic beings, that we all have a frequency, that we're like radio transmitters. We have these like radio transmitters inside of us that are constantly putting out this beacon of energy, this frequency, and we attract back whatever it is we put out there. I know that's like basic, like manifestation, law of attraction stuff. But when you understand that you are a powerful fucking being, that you are pure magic, that you are the universe having a human experience, that changes things. It certainly changed things in my eyes as well, because we don't have to settle for our circumstances. We don't have to settle for the hand that life has dealt us, whether it's a shit stick or not. We don't have to settle for any of that. We don't have to settle for anything. And if you're settling, then you're choosing to settle, because we have free will. It's the whole point of being on earth, is that we have free will. And your angels and guides and your God, whoever you believe in, they can't step in, because we have free will. You have to ask to be helped. And the thing is that signs and help come in very different ways. I have had so many people that I've worked with before who, they've tried everything. They've looked at surface level results. They've tried different healing methodologies, whatever. And they're looking for a miracle. They're looking for magic. I'm like, hello, I'm over here, kind of thing. But because their mindset and their belief was that, oh, transformation or healing or, you know, whatever it is has to happen like this, they couldn't see outside of that box. So we actually unintentionally create a box for ourselves. We unintentionally put ourselves in a box or a glass cage or something, and we don't see outside of it until we actually see outside of it and think, oh, fuck. I actually created this shit, didn't I? I created the debt. I created the unhappiness. I created, you know, whatever it is. What do people moan about? Weight gain, unhappy relationships, lack of job satisfaction, shitty business, whatever it is that people like complain about. We create it all. You've fucking created everything. You literally have created everything, whether you like what you've created or not, whether you've created freedom for yourself or you've created restriction, whether you've created expansion or frustration, you fucking created it. So you need to take responsibility. And this is something I'm doing as well at the moment, is taking responsibility for like stuff that I've created. You need to take responsibility for what you've created, because you created it. And you can't moan about your upbringing or your trauma or the shadow energy or the fact that this person did this, or you haven't had the opportunity yet, or you don't know enough, or blah, 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 blah. You can't moan about that because you fucking created it. You did. Excuse me. And I'm laughing because it sounds really simple, but it's also really fucking frustrating. You're like, oh shit. You mean I created that? Yes, you did. You mean I created that? Yes, you did. What about that? Yeah, you created that as well. And you're like, oh my God, I can't believe like I created that. Like, I have struggled so much over the last few years with really seeing myself as a time bender, which is what I am. I am a natural time bender. And I've had to battle with that and go against like the paradigms and the beliefs and what other people have told me and the mentors or coaches or whoever they are that I've worked with and said, oh, you can't do this, you can't do this, and blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, oh, fuck with fucking rules, I'm not interested. And so I had to sit with that reality that I wasn't being in my truth and I wasn't being in my full power and all that. Obviously, I've shifted that anyway, but that has been something that I really struggled with. Because it's not easy to admit to yourself that you've created the very situation that you're in. That's really fucking hard to admit. Really fucking hard. Whatever your situation is, you created it. Nobody else is to blame. Nobody else is at fault. You had free will and you created it. And when you understand that, and I mean really anchor that into your energy and understand it, you can start working with you can start working with magic and shifting your reality and creating freedom and creating this limitless experience, because that's what we're here for. We're here on earth to evolve, we're here to ascend, we're here to work through shit and, you know, release karma and all that, but we're here to learn, we're here to evolve, we're here to gather lots of learning and experiences into our little spiritual toolkit, our little, you know, our suitcase. We're here to do all of that. And sure, the experiences are beneficial because they help us to move beyond them, they help us to learn through them. But if you're not learning from them, if you're choosing to stay stagnant and not grow from the experience, or you're choosing to stay in something that, in a situation that does not bring you joy, whether that's your mindset, whether that is a relationship, whether that is a job or a career, business, or your body, whatever it is for you. If you're choosing to stay there, then you're creating that as well. So you can't turn around and moan that you've not been given the opportunity, or life is hard, or things don't work out for you, or it's not the right time yet, or whatever it is that people moan about. You're choosing it. You are choosing everything that is in your reality right now because you fucking created it. And that is a hard pill to swallow. Very hard pill to swallow. Believe me, it is. And people don't like to hear the truth like that. They're like, you know, there's people out there who think, oh, well, I'll just like gloss over shit, or I'll wrap somebody up in cotton wool and say, oh, there. It's your situation. It's your circumstances of your childhood that created this trauma in you. Yeah, it did. But you fucking chose it. From a soul perspective, you chose it. You chose everything. Because you have to remember that we choose our lives before we incarnate. We choose the perfect foundations from which to grow. The perfect foundations. We choose the family, we choose the dynamics, the culture, the lessons, the hardships, the good times, the growth, all of that. We choose it all because from a soul perspective, from a higher consciousness perspective, we know that those choices are going to allow us to create massive expansion in our lives if we see it for what it is, which is the opportunity for expansion. We create it all. So you have to take responsibility for that. And when people joke and say, oh, well, I didn't fucking choose to be here, whatever, you did. It's like I had a discussion. I have this discussion often with my mom. My mom was born on Christmas Day. She's now 70, and she fucking hates the fact. I can say this because she won't be listening. She fucking hates the fact that she was born on Christmas Day. It has been a massive chip on her shoulder, the bane of her life, all her life, because she was born on Christmas Day, because she didn't get to have birthdays. And I get it, you know, everyone likes to celebrate birthdays, especially as kids. But I've said to her, you chose that birthday, mother. Mum. I don't call her mother. Mum, you chose that birthday. No, I did not. Yeah, you did. Why would I choose that? I hate it. I was like, for that very fucking reason that you hate it. What's it teaching you? I don't know. To be humble? To not be the centre of attention? I don't know. It's whatever her life lessons are. I was like, but you fucking chose it. And obviously as a Capricorn, she's stubborn as fuck. But I love my Capricorns. I do. I have a Capricorn moon, so I know the energy. But I was like, you chose it. No, I did not. I was like, you did. You chose it. You chose that birth date. So deal with it. What's it teaching you? And people don't like always like to hear that. And I'm like, oh, why would you not want to understand why your soul chose these particular experiences or these particular life lessons or the karma that you brought from other lifetimes? Why wouldn't you want to understand that? I don't get it. But I'm going to leave it there. Like, sit with that. And ask yourself, where are you allowing yourself to be expansive and limitless? And where are you still restricting yourself? Where are you not taking responsibility for your reality? And where are you seeing yourself as the universe and the creative? Because that's what we are. When you start to tap into that energy and that frequency, that you are the fucking universe, that you literally can create anything that you want to, and it is not dependent on what other people want for you, or what society says, or what your circumstances have been, or what your financial situation is, or your lifestyle, or whatever it is. Nothing is dependent on that at all, because you have free will and you can choose to create whatever the fuck you want to create. So I leave it there, my cosmic souls. Thank you so much for listening, and I will chat to you soon. You have been listening to Disruptive Consciousness with Leanne Juliet. Thanks for your time today. Disruptive Consciousness is a pioneering movement in service to seekers of freedom, truth, and self-evolution. If Disruptive Consciousness speaks to you deeply within, then please check out the Mystery School at disruptiveconsciousness.com, where you can find a multitude of ways to connect further with Leanne Juliet through cosmic containers, classes, webinars, courses, one-to-one opportunities, and much more. There is also the opportunity to join the Mystery School for free with some bonus content for new students. Disruptive Consciousness is also on YouTube. Please see the links in the show notes to subscribe to the channel and join the community. For more details about Leanne Juliet and her work, visit leannejuliet.com. Disruptive Consciousness, where truth is medicine, freedom is the revolution, and disruption is the currency.